start. All right, this was Friday, May the 19th. We saw a tough game here in Brampton with ProStars FC playing Simcoe County Rovers, the 5-0 loss. The other guys just sort of pulled away at the end there. But I have head coach Sam Medeiros here. His first year with ProStars, but I mean, I've known him for decades coaching throughout different leagues and even North Mississauga a year or so ago, I guess maybe pre-pandemic or so. And let's just start with your thoughts on tonight's game. This could be the toughest question you'll answer.
Yeah, tough question. You know, with all due respect to the other team, they played well. And so you have to give them that the respect. So if things gone wrong, things went wrong, it was a matter of adjusting at the last moment. And, you know, with all due respect to the other team, they capitalized on our mistakes.
So you've been drafted in, you're now the head coach, last year's head coach, John Yakow, who's gone over to Skorzatny, and he's just been suspended for the entire year. So I don't know what happened to him, but at least you're here game by game. Now you've had players moving on, I guess before your time, but I got two players moved up to the CPL. I got last year's 2022 Young Player of the Year, Marky Vucek-Hosby, and York United, and Amir Kananji, who's had 17 goals from last season. He's on Vancouver FC. And I saw those two guys play against each other about 3 weeks ago or so. So is that a pathway, or how proud are you that these guys have moved up to a better league?
Well, I mean, you know, a job as a coach is like a parent or an educator. We're here to promote them, educate them, guide them in the right path, and whatever path that is for them or the next level. So if we can give them that opportunity and create that pathway for them, that adds a notch into the belt of a coach, because that's our job at the end of the day. Because we're here not only to win, but to create champions. And, you know, we wish them the best. And the more we can do that to them, the more players, the better it is. I mean, I don't know what happened with, we've heard stories here and there with John. We're all put in these situations, because as a coach, a player comes out to play, and after training or after a game, he goes home and everything is done. The coach thinks about things before the practice, during the practice, after the practice, goes to sleep, still thinking, and still wakes up, still thinking about what if, what could I have done better to make things better. So, every day is a different challenge.
Of course. Now, just because players move out, you've been able to, as ProStar seems to be a magnet, you've brought players in. I was counting, there's probably more than just this, but Lucas Doris came over from Guelph, a midfielder. Jesus Cabral Flores was a Masters goalie. Jaden Michael came over from Masters, and I guess his dad, too, is one of the managers. Keegan Wilson from Woodbridge, he was a defender. And even from Simcoe County, you grabbed Trey Crosby. He came in as a substitute tonight. What is it that... I guess ProStars is a magnet to bring in players just within around the league.
You know, I don't know. Sometimes it's what the key ingredient is to success, but the key ingredient to fail is when you try to do everything and you wind up almost doing nothing. And one of the things that, you know, as a coach and as a facilitator, one of the things that I do, maybe that's the key ingredient, is I allow players to do what they're good at, to encourage them to go out and be the best that they can at what they're excel at, instead of trying to change them to fit what I want them to do. So maybe that's it, I don't know, but one of the things I do is allow the creativity of the players to encourage themselves, to put themselves in a position that they, you know, they can fail, and by allowing them to do that, they will lead themselves to a success.
Yep. So this year for World ProStars, they've got three different fields for their home venue. Terry Fox Stadium, we were at tonight, Victoria Park. I just sort of know the rules. They call this place the Garden City of Brampton. And then they say, but get off my lawn. They don't let you play. And Madame A Sports Park. Okay, grab your things. Okay. Pause in the interview as we've got to leave the building. Yeah. We're almost finished. Okay.
Hey?
God forbid.
God forbid. City workers.
That was right, our last question about all these venues that we're playing in. Yeah, okay. About Brampton. Good old Brampton. And, of course, tonight, I guess this will be a short question about the Credit River Cup. Now you can't win it. I think Sigma was going to win anyway. They'd beaten both you and the other team. And all they got to do is rubble over North Mississauga. But you guys were the defenders last year. I guess you wouldn't know about it, but it's, I guess, the way the season just falls. You had to play Sigma so early when they're at their best.
Yeah. I mean, they've got a good backup players coming from Forge.
Forge, yes.
That they bring down to let to allow them to play, right?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
They can bring three players down, right?
It could be more.
Yeah.
Whoever's healed. Yeah. All right. Well, we know Alliance has got York tied up, but York has so many injuries, they're not going to be able to spare anybody because they can barely make a roster. They're not going to have any recouping players. And Forge have Emery Welshman slumming it down there, and he's racking up the goals anyway. But I'm glad they still have the same sort of arrangement they had with Comlotti is still with the team, and you know, getting contracts overseas with the players. And now you've got the DeThomases are in now. I guess there's, you know, I think everything's set up to try and get you guys in the top 12. How important is that?
Well, I mean, you know, that's the goal, and it's going to be a very sad day if we can't maintain that going forward. We're staying in the top 10, top 12 teams. We're not even looking at 10 or 12. Knock on wood. You know,
top six,
right? Yeah. So that's our goal. But anything can happen. So we'll have to see how it goes, right?
All right, great. Okay, thank you. That was with an interview with Sam Medeiros here.